It's June 1st, 2011, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
And joining us now from New Orleans on the phone is Becca Bacon-Martin, editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers. Hey,
hello,
Becca.
Northwest Arkansas. You know, one of the things that makes me sad about New Orleans is people come here and think Bourbon Street is all there is to see, and signs that say, I'm paraphrasing here, great big beer are the art of New Orleans. So today's topic is there's lots of cool art to see. There's an exhibit at the Ogden Museum of Southern Art called Preservation Hall at 50. Those of you who saw the Preservation Hall Jazz Band at the Walton Art Center, this is an exhibit celebrating their half century of existence.
Huh.
There's an exhibit at the New Orleans Museum of Art called Read My Pins, the Madeleine Albright Collection. I have not seen it yet. It's on the agenda.
That's been at the Clinton Museum in Little Rock.
There's an exhibit at Longview House, which is art in and of itself. The works of the late Crescent City photographer Clarence John Laughlin, who made his reputation shooting the decaying plantations of southern Louisiana. And it sounds glorious. Longview House is also on the agenda, so I've got to stay a week or two. And if you're fans of Pete the Cat,
yes,
we see him about twice a year at Iris at the Basin Spring, or Iris at Basin Park in Eureka Springs. If you want to see a whole wall of originals by James Dean, they're at Robbins Gallery on Royal Street. It's one of only like three galleries where he regularly has original works of art.
You have a full agenda.
I have a full agenda. And I'm running out of time. But I'm running out of time here, too, so I have to remind you what's going on in Northwest Arkansas.
Yes, please.
Walmart shareholders meetings mean music for everybody. And Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band plays tonight at 7 o'clock at Bud Walton Arena.
Woohoo!
If you don't know the drill, guests of Walmart and shareholders admitted first, Walmart associates next, and if seats remain, members of the public will be admitted after 6:45. That doesn't mean you should get there at 6:45. If you're really serious about seeing Bob Seger, I'd get in line. But you don't have to get in line for something really different at the Walton Art Center tonight, the Guy Fieri Food Show.
Oh, yeah, that he's got his bus out there right now.
The Crazy Man, Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives, Guy's Big Bite, Tailgate Warriors. He's going to be at the Walton Art Center at 7. Tickets start at $35. He's going to cook. He's going to tell stories. There's going to be music. He promises it will be a food-a-palooza.
All right. So we have a full agenda here as well.
Yes, you do. So take care of that for me. And I'm going to go eat some crawfish etouffee for you.
Excellent.
Becca Bacon-Martin is the editor of What's Up, found in Northwest Arkansas newspapers.